Pretty lot of background noise.
Radio.
Hey, the following is suitable for everybody. Everybody who can tune in. Everybody who would tune in. This is a show where we try to get you. I mean, it's primarily a show mostly for the handicapped, but it's for everybody because this is something that everybody needs to get behind. Hello, I'm the one and only talk dude, and across from me on the other side of this line is comedian Organic OK.
Yes, this comedian Organic OK. Hi, what are you doing tonight?
And you are listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. Don't just listen, talk. What's going on with you? Let us know. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, honestly, what I've got to say is that, look, this is a topic that came up earlier today. There's so many handicapped people who just settle for being handicapped. They settle in arrested development. And I understand senior citizens doing that because they feel like they've done everything and now they just want to veg out. They just want to make peace and wait to quietly expire. But no. See, that's not the answer. See, every single person, but I believe handicapped people in general, have a moral sort of duty and obligation sort of to really fight to better themselves every single day, to really prove what they're capable of. You got to understand something. When you're handicapped, you have a defect. When there is something particularly wrong with you, if you don't treat this illness, it just gets worse and worse. You have to play over it. And you don't just wait for it to go away. You have to climb it. You have to overcome it every single moment you have. You are meant to beat it. That is your mission in life. That is the key to success. Success, how it is, isn't really a secret, but it's kind of difficult because most people would rather not. In a way, I was like that. I was so frustrated that I couldn't do what I remember in school when I was really little. I was a whiz at basic math. But then when algebra came along, I just got kind of sort of – then I was just completely lost.
Hold on a second. Everyone, this is going to be Organic OK. One of the things I want to bring to the table is, you know, it's a lot you can talk about in the world with regards to your experience interacting with people, things that people want to know personally from you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got to understand, making material and putting that together, if it's just that, you know, easy to dismiss that, then that's why some of the comedians through time kind of get the, you know, rush through and kind of neglecting, right? Because people... You know, people think it's easy to get. It's almost like clearance, right? People burn you out, use all your information, and just move you on out the way. And you got to understand a lot of different things, right? Because anybody just talk to you and you say you're a comedian, you got to see them start moving through you and start using you like they got no consideration, right? You know, you got to realize that, right?
Yeah.
So if you at their disposal, like, oh, I'm just going to just run through you. I don't care what you deal with. Think about how people, what their mind has to be to just run through you. And then I'm a comedian. Think about that. How somebody just run right through you, want you to give them your best joke. And that is something that people don't appreciate.
Yeah, it's so easy to basically have your best material. You can put your best foot forward, and somebody's going to scoop it. You'll be robbed. And you know, no one's really going to care. All they're going to care about is the guy who did it. The guy who did, was it good? Then I'm a fan. You know?
They're yeah, not necessarily.
So, anywho, really, the truth is, every single one of you out there, there are keys to basically conditioning your handicap away. Right now, look at all the things. Okay, after the show is over, I want you to take a personal moment to go online and look at all the things that handicapped people are doing now, all the stuff they have to be, because they've got something to prove.
Hold on a second, man. You're kind of so generalizing handicap in a way. I feel like if you're kind of generalizing handicap so in a way, it's almost like it's like going to a flea market and selling something that's undervalued and have somebody undervalue. It's like, they already at a setting where people are degrading it to an extent, right? But then you have people, you want people to value something that they don't have to value based on their access, right? You're trying to make everybody seem like they got to behave because you say so. I mean, that's just like, it's not realistic, bro. What's saying to you is how you value something, how you put that effort is how you, as your resources, as your, you know, impact in people's lives that are not disabled, how you actually giving this actual appreciation on how you navigate it. But this is just, oh, just, hey, everybody's going to behave. You know, this is my party. Nah, man, people don't care about things like that. People be at your party, and once they figure out how to navigate you, you know, that don't mean that's the standard for all people that are having their private interaction with a disabled person individually, right? So what I'm saying to you is you got to understand how you are saying something to somebody. This is not class, right? And then when people come to class, based on what they already know, they don't have to interact with you, right? That's the thing that people don't fully realize, right? If I'm sending people out there that as they navigate, what they do is they play this actual social, you know, it's the most compromising and, you know, prejudice bias that it's like somebody that they don't want to deal with you. They use the quiet game, right? Certain places you notice, like, if you be quiet because people are so excited to talk to you, right? Just say somebody's so excited to talk to you. And you play the quiet game, what happens? Some people lose interest because you're being quiet, right?
Yeah.
It's showing that, oh, yes, I'm so available. I so want to interact with you. But as you being quiet and showing national eye contact, people find, you know, this being very, you know, in the sense they find it, you know, I feel like it's discouraging, right? People say, you know, some people think that's being unapproachable, how you don't talk, how you hear, you have earbuds, earplugs, shades, or, you know, something on your face makes sure people came in eye contact with you, and you're noticing them, but you're giving them this, I don't appreciate your time, right?
Yeah.
People come into settings, you can tell how they're actually able to navigate. You wonder how so many people are successful because they navigate in this very, you know, they know it, you know, they know it. And if you don't know how to navigate through this time as the people, then you think, well, that's everybody, and that's not true. So that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many factors where you can go across the board and talk to people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you find people intentionally sabotage your interacting with them. And if you, you know, they're what you're interacting intentionally, and you start seeing them interact with people, and you start seeing who they interact with, how they interact with the person, you start feeling, oh, I have this phobia of respecting a person. Some people give you a phobia. Once you know this stuff is not right, people give you, you know, it's kind of like they place this, you know, kind of, you know, bougie phobia in your mind because you start seeing things that you're like, oh, this is not across the board. This is somebody that's making something to fit their agenda. And then because they got so many people that approve this, they look like a majority of people get hold of this, right? That's why so many people, you find out that they're the underdog because everybody that didn't necessarily agree with the thing that's to their eyes, they made to be successful, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not by normal standards that they would make it because people, certain people that dislike that, like, for example, if somebody go around and see someone, you know, similar to you that was, you know, said they're not successful, based on that, they would say, oh, that's normal. That's pretty much normal for her. But then when you reach the altitude of being successful, where there's no, you got to realize how unnormal that normally is, and then for you to act like it's normal and then and not have an understanding of how to create this for others and just you know, like, oh, yeah, anybody can do this. You don't even say all the time. Oh, anybody can be successful. You know, I did it. Anybody can do it. You hear that? That saying, oh, I did it.
If I can do it, anybody can do it, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's a good mantra. One man can do, another man can do.
But think about it in sports. Think about the most successful people in sports. Do you think everybody can do that?
No, absolutely not. That's why some just say it's all luck, once in a lifetime. There'll be one great God that'll be sent down below, and the rest of us are mere mortals.
But see, what I'm saying to you is, are you truly thinking about if it was that easy to be successful within the disability arena and people that affiliate with that? I mean, are you really taking that consideration? Think about how much opposition you had. If you're spending all your time on the problem where that was not really necessarily your, you know, think about how many things that you played a role in of disability interacting compared to how many people that just sponsored and showed up like it was a festival that carried the disability problem farther than what the person is, you know. Imagine somebody showing you around and letting people see you being disabled, and they're pushing this kind of disability and marketing this kind of propaganda where people actually see what you look like. And they're sizing you up and down where in their mind you're actually a mascot, you know, and seeing you on the sideline, it kind of pushes them to be more, you know. Because think about if people can push these narratives of exploitation around and having the person that's the victim just sit there, they can change the language, change the, you know, and so this is how these things push along, right? Because if, look at this, imagine people couldn't be prejudiced and speak their language around people and push their prejudice. Imagine if somebody stopped that. Imagine if all these prejudiced people from different countries and all the things they believe in, if everything was pushed, as much as they're saying that they're being discriminated on, imagine everything being truly pushed so they could not be unfair. Because they show you about what things are being treated as unfair for how they're being treated, but imagine how many things they truly do. Imagine if you can see people that are truly oppressing you, imagine you can see how many people that you're oppressing. And seeing how much the role you play in this problem and how, where's the solution for you to be more successful without destroying people? What that look like? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that is something that we never really get. We always get, especially when you got the small hand, people always want to hear your conversation of how things could be changed, but they're always short in a way where you're not really getting the most results of change for happiness. You're always getting like, oh, yeah, I'm going to give him the smallest solution and the smallest. And so this is, you know, and what I'm saying to you, something was, if there's so many different types of disabled people, how can you just sit there, just like clothes, right? If it's the size,
oh, yeah,
super small and you're medium, what is accommodating your spirit? Right? Because all these experiences that you never truly have, you know, obtained to make your time a little bit more pleasurable, you're saying like you have luxury of success in your experience. So you don't have a luxury experience. How can you truly be a representative when you don't have consistency of really enjoying success of disability?
Yeah. Does that
so why would you go ahead?
Do any of us, do too many of us basically?
I mean, that's what I'm saying to you. That's what I'm saying to you. You can't have somebody, you heard a conflict of interest?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, what I'm saying to you is we talk about cross-examination all the time. What I'm saying to you is you can't have somebody that's got too many invested conflict that they don't see the solution because it's like, you see, this is what we talked about. Remember, you know, we talked about how relationships in older people, you know, maybe 25 years older than you, 30 years older than you, how
the problems that they actually faced at a certain point in time, if you try to date a person like that, what would they tell you? I'm old enough to be your parents, right?
Oh, yeah. What are you, a grave robber? I mean, really. 50 minutes after the hour here on the program, I can't find you, but we found ourselves. We found you, now find us. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. 1-515-605-9709. And this show is brought to you by Organic OK.
Yeah, as you were saying?
Everybody has a little bit of defect. Everybody's got something that's a little defective.
But that's what I'm saying. You generalize everything. That's what I'm saying to you. Imagine if you are already neutered as a human being. You already have an interaction with somebody that you're on eggshells, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you go out your way to try to be so perfect where you're not even having any peace because you've been so perfect. There's not, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying to you. You try to make things so peaceful, so perfect, where you're losing your mind because that's not even how you're thinking. Imagine if somebody that was successful made something so unrealistic for their life that they could never maintain. Would that make them lose their mind?
Yes.
Possibly.
And I think it happens all the time. I think it happens constantly.
I'm saying that with you. I'm saying what you're doing is you're making the standards not even realistic to yourself. I'm saying I'm not trying to make you be perfect. I'm trying to make you have some kind of humility and some kind of, you know, it's called responsibility in your actions. But I'm not trying to make you have responsibility that you are not responsible for when it comes to people attacking you, dealing with you, right? So it's funny. Attacking you because they're dealing with you because you are easy to get over, that's not, you know what I mean, you're a victim. When has the victim truly dictated the prey? Do the animal kingdom, do you hear the victims are saying, you know, animals need to stop eating what they're eating. They need to change, like, and that's how you're talking. And where do you think people are going to listen to you, right?
Yeah.
Society, one of the problems they tend to have, if you look at it, society actually tend to be annoyed by the conversation of people that they already abuse and make fun of. For that country to come back up, it's almost like, who wanted to be considered normal, made fun of by people that's considered unnormal? Now imagine that line came back around where people that sit normal, think they're normal, got, you know, executed for being unfair to people. That would be a terrible and harsh task if everyone that didn't get their fair shakedown got their fair shakedown truly, and what they say, you know, goes around, comes around where people didn't care because they didn't speak their language.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if the person could have something come up like, almost like, you know, where how kids are, you know, they're are confiscated or I said confiscated, but, you know, kidnapped and it would be alarm. Imagine if that was the alarm to start talking to people in their native language. Explain it to them, I got you. In the same way that they would use their language to work against people and truly be dividing and carrying this sense of pride as a disability. People carry this sense of pride and caring as a disability. Imagine if they got taken to the worst part of misery and only they can hear the words that the victim truly was feeling, and this truly made them see the fairness by seeing what they went through in their own native language, their own native culture, and seeing a demise where the other person couldn't even understand what their misery was. Wouldn't that be
an evil way that happiness of getting fair exchange where they get treated as evil as they are in their native language and how they segregate it. Imagine how they can just get treated very evilly. Imagine as it's translated, explained to the victim in their native language of how important you are. Wouldn't that be an evil thing? In a very fair comedy exchange where evil have got its time and got a limitation, right? So it gives you a personal peace of mind. Well, you truly got your fair opportunity, the language wouldn't be said as so evil based on how people utilized it, right? So that would bring people to say, man, everybody have got their fear shaked out, even their own native language, where they hide it. In their language, they got all the evil things that they've been trying to use against people, and that was the truth. Guess what happens?
What?
They truly get what they deserve in their own demise and not using it as they own it. People try to out their own the language. Like, people own religions, and this is how religions and things have war because people religions are beliefs, right? But imagine if that would give people the true fairness behind the backdrop of really what's going on, and they couldn't hide, and it would just give them the true worth of what people have been compromised. Oh, people couldn't. Oh, you just imagine what they were saying. What will be said? Oh, anyway, now, everyone, this is Community Organic, okay? The show is called We Can't Find You, But We Find Ourselves. And this is Community Organic, okay? And this show is, for the most part, it's hosted by Comedian Talk Dude. Now, Comedian Talk Dude, for those that don't have an understanding about Comedian Talk Dude, never heard of Comedian Talk Dude, me personally, I want to give you a little insight. This Comedian Talk Dude, he's in California, the area that he's technically in. He's in the Bay Area, California. He's a comedian that have Tourette's. He has scoliosis, and he have Asperger's. And amongst some other things you have. And one of the things I tell him, I said, it's people that truly want to get to know you. I said, you don't have to act like you know everything. You don't have to act like you don't know nothing. But what I'm trying to explain to you is someone truly want to experience you for the way you truly think, not the way that you're trying to be micromanaging of something that you truly don't desire. Right. So when you truly show your desire, what you truly meant, not what people beating you to believe, that's when you're truly freeing the desires that you truly need to be for yourself to be free and be a man for your vision, your thinking, your experience, your happiness. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So as you date, as you get your partner that you truly desire. I know y'all forgot. I know you think I forgot. I didn't forget about this part. This is part of the platform that I discuss about attractive women. I discuss about truly talk dude having attractive woman because he always desired to have attractive woman. And the effort that you think that he's not bringing to the table because he wants attractive woman, that is not in this capacity of his thinking. Talk dude, not to talk about his business on the type of woman he dates or have dated or whatever the case is. The thing that I'm going to explain to you is this is what he truly connects with. This is what he truly desires. And as being somebody that had the opportunity to recognize what is a great thing and how you recognize a great thing is something that you appreciate
from a level where people cannot manage it. It's like a Bluetooth, right? It's like a true connection where you can present what you're enjoying in a way where you can control the volume. You can control not necessarily having something that is set up where it'd be more inconvenience, right? He's went through so many inconvenience. Guess what they would have? He has somebody carry his happiness, and guess what would happen? They would set it down and give it to someone else. They would present so many things about him where he would even be able to find his happiness in what he meant. That's when you know things are something else when people, even when you give them things from your own point of view, when you give it to people to lance out, people would modify it, right? So I know, talk dude, do you not see you keep leaving your enjoy moments with people that don't even enjoy the moment at all without even having these things? So you don't think the amount of beautiful women that truly are mentally, emotionally are tuned up to seeing your happiness, seeing investments, seeing the life habits that they have accumulated. You don't think it's things in your ability. If you stop looking in this actual waterfall that you're falling under, that's suffocating your thoughts, too much water pressure of pain that it's being pushed through you, that you can't manage that much water. And that's too much pain you're trying to manage. You only can manage enough water that you can put in your cup. You can actually swim past from a distance, but you can't have all that pain hitting your brain over and over again, wondering why you are brain dead to understanding all this pain is not meant for no one to completely be under it. And you're exposing yourself in a way like you're almost being, you know, like when they go through, you know, smashing cars. Why would you bring your brand new car to get smashed? If you got a vision to see, stop taking your good thing in places where people don't appreciate it. People like to see people that got new thoughts. People like to see happiness be destroyed by people that see how it's able to navigate through all these things and see you having this ability to change the actual narrative of all this. He's not limited by this space. But when you start trying to embarrass your happiness with this misery that you don't want to be even attached to at your most miserable moment. Everyone, him having an attractive woman is not out of what he truly desires. And what y'all have been doing in society is trying to give people this kind of perception on who really get the beautiful woman. And you really get to see who end up with the most beautiful woman in the world, you know, and how truly when it's truly invested from the high capacity. This comedian, Organic OK, the show is called We Can't Find Ourselves. We can't find ourselves.
But you can pick up all our shows on the net, on the web. You can check them up on Blog Talk Radio. You know, and feel free, at a point, to get in touch. I mean, really, honestly, we're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Please.
You see what this did? I made a mistake trying to show my colleague making errors is not an assassination to yourself. We need to do it, especially when you're not bothered by that. You can do those things. Now, I know personally the show is called We Can't Find You, but We Find Ourselves, because we've been spending so much time reflecting your examples. That's not healthy for our examples. When we do those things, we come to a
more understanding about each other. Thank you, everyone. This is Community Organic, okay? And the host for the show is called Talk Dude. Thank you, Talk Dude.
No problem. Anytime. Thank you. And good night.